I just gave my cat a bunch of kisses right on the fucking lips. And let me tell you something right now. He is pissed. That's much of the kissing I do these days. The cats. I kiss the cats. Often. Early and often. Me and the ladies, not a lot of kissing going on in that front. Not a lot of kissing going on right now. I'm Chris Johnson. I want to talk about, like, plans and like, the future. Like, a lot of people plan shit out. I realized recently that I don't fucking plan anything out. I have no plans for the future at all. I don't fucking think about it. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. I have no idea where the fuck I'm going. I don't know where I'm headed. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know any of that shit. And here's the best part. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care. I used to have a lot of plans. I used to, like, everything used to just, you know, kind of be, like, lined up. And I think society kind of makes you, or I shouldn't say makes you, oh, Jesus Christ, I can't even fucking speak. I think society kind of influences your plans and influences the way you think about that shit and influences, like, how you think about the future. Like, you're supposed to, you know, partner up, find a boyfriend, girlfriend, get fucking married, and then you're supposed to, like, buy a fucking house and either get some dogs or some fucking kids, and then you're supposed to watch them grow up and all that shit. You know what I mean? The American dream, is that what it is? You know, the white picket fence, 2.5 kids. So I bought into that shit in a big way, and I was always looking for the next step. What the fuck is next? So, like, I had a girlfriend, and then we got married, and then, like, we got our own place, and then we were buying a house. You know what I mean? Like, everything had, like, plans. Like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then, like, when my wife left, like, all that shit went away. Like, your fucking purpose goes away. Sort of. I mean, for a little while, until you like, pick yourself back up. I went to therapy for a long time. I'm still fucking in therapy because I'm fucked. But I realized at one point, like, I don't have any plans anymore. I don't fucking plan anything. You know what plan I had? I had two jobs. The only day off I had was Sunday. I worked 60 hours a week. I worked every goddamn day. I worked double shifts 4 fucking days a week. My only fucking goal or plan was, I gotta get the fuck out of this situation. This sucks dick. So I, like, looked for a job for a long time, and I finally got a new job, and I don't have any plans anymore. Sometimes, like, I had to have a meeting with my supervisor at work, Salt and Pepper. And he's like, you know, so what are your goals? And I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I don't have any goals. I really don't have any fucking goals. I don't fucking shoot for anything. Is that normal? I feel like I'm abnormal. I mean, I know I'm fucking abnormal, but I think I'm abnormal about, like, the fucking goal thing here. And, like, fucking hopes and dreams. I'm not fucking shooting for anything. I don't think about anything about that ever. I was telling my therapist this one time. I was like, dude, you know what? I don't have any fucking goals. I just live, like, right now. I live in the fucking present. Because here's the thing. If I have fucking goals, I'm going to fucking think about that shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm going to go fucking bananas. And if I don't get that goal, I'm going to have a fucking anxiety attack. And what if I, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is my goal supposed to be? I just kind of want to be happy and have some laughs, you know? And you don't have to fucking plan anything out for that. You just have to fuck with people and, you know, and somebody says, hey, you want to go out tonight? You fucking go out and, you know, go have some fun, I guess, right? Like, it just feels weird. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know. That's my answer. Like, I don't know. I think I made it up. Like, they asked me that at my job interview. Like, do you want to be a supervisor? And I was like, yeah, I think I'd be excited about the opportunity to move up. And then I said that. I'm like, dude, you're full of shit. Like, I'm not fucking thinking about any of that. I'm thinking about the fucking opposite. I don't care. I just want to make some fucking money and go home. That's the only reason I fucking work. Does anybody, like, actually like their job? And even if you do like your job, like, what, are you living to fucking work? Like, fuck. If I could not fucking work, if I could just wander around my apartment with my fucking cats all day and scratch my balls, I'd fucking do that in a heartbeat. I don't give a shit. I just need very limited interaction. I go out and I hang out with some fucking people. I get some kicks. And then I'm fucking gone. You know what? That's the only thing work is good for. Is fucking me interacting with people. That's the only fucking thing it's good for. Is that. And, you know, the paycheck. But I realized, like, I don't know what the fuck I am doing anymore. I have no goals. I have no goals. I have no dreams. I think my only goal right now is, like, you know, maybe next year, maybe I'll get a 2-bedroom apartment. That's where it is right now. Like, I think I want to watch the baseball game tonight. But I don't really think that counts as a plan. I don't think that counts as, like future hopes and dreams. So, like, I was thinking about this too. Like, in the dating world, people like me are seen as fucking shiftless bums. Like, Like, what if I sign up for a dating profile, which I haven't, but it's like, what are your plans for the future? What do you like? And I'm like, well, I don't really give a fuck about anything. I don't make any fucking plans. Like, if some fucking woman saw that, they're like, dude, fuck, Jesus Christ. That's probably why the chick I was going out with last said, fuck this guy. She had to have radio silence. Like, I'm not dating this piece of shit anymore. He doesn't know what the fuck he wants. And she is right. She is sadly right. I don't know what the fuck I want. I have no idea. I don't really care that I have no idea, but that's where we're at. What are your fucking hopes and dreams? You can fucking tell me if Johnson hates you. I want to see if I'm the only fucking one that lives like this or thinks like this. You can also catch new episodes Sundays and Wednesdays and follow me on Podbean. Why don't you fucking follow me on Podbean or iTunes or Apple Pods or I don't know what they're calling it now. I don't know. I don't care. I got an email about it. iTunes sent me an email that was like, we're rebranding the pods. It's Apple Podcast. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Are you still going to play the podcast? Like, if you do, I don't care. So find that. I'm on Google Play too.